The next time that you come into this body or this chamber to talk about it, I want to hear that fines have been levied.
Joseph Larigo and other Erie County legislators had some tough questions for County Senior Services Thursday regarding its enforcement of Ruthie's Law. The legislature passed the law back in 2017, demanding nursing homes report abuse-related incidents to the county twice a year and show proof they share inspection ratings with prospective clients. It was proposed by Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz in honor of Ruth Murray, who was beaten to death by a fellow Buffalo nursing home resident in 2016. WBFO reported this fall that less than half of the county's 35 nursing homes are complying, yet the county hasn't fined them, like the law says it will. That prompted the Legislative Minority Caucus to demand Senior Services come before them to explain. Senior Services Commissioner David Shank told legislators he's been calling nursing homes asking them to comply.
I said that I want to develop the list of the nursing homes that have flat out refused to comply with Ruthie's Law. And then at that point, I'm going to go forward in conjunction with the county attorney and move forward with the enforcement.
Larigo, the legislative minority leader, says that's too little too late at this point.
We could have tried that the first 3 months, the first 6 months, the first year even. We're nearly 3 years into this law being in existence, and the county executive touting it as a way to protect seniors. They're not enforcing it. Softball approaches aren't going to work. The only thing that they're going to listen to is fines.
The nursing homes say the fines wouldn't hold up in court. They point to Section 2812 of New York Public Health Law, which says counties can't make regulations for hospital facilities. Shank denies that's the reason the county's been hesitant to levy fines.
Well, that is the opinion of an attorney that represents certain people in this field. I don't agree with his opinion.
Larigo also disagrees. He says fine the nursing homes and let them challenge it in court.
The county attorney's been here before. Legislators have been here before saying that we're not afraid of litigation. Let's prove that and actually protect our seniors.
The nursing homes are due to report again by the end of this month. The newest compliance data is set to be posted to the county website the week of February 3rd. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.